Hello, fellow realists. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSign for Tuesday, June 28. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueSign.com. Well, today, World Bank to the USA. Ramp up that production. Well, this week's Face the Nation on CBS had one principal guest, David Malpass, president of the World Bank. I've linked the interview below, and you can find it on the Face the Nation YouTube channel. Now, for anyone who's followed economics in this country, you're no doubt familiar with the name. Malpass has served in the Reagan, Bush I, and Trump administrations. He was the chief economist for Bear Stearns and had his own investment firm. But more than just possessing a wealth of experience, from my point of view, Malpass is someone who gets it, an economist who understands the crisis we're in today. Now, anyone listening to Sunday's interview will come away with one message from Malpass. We must increase production to move out of this malaise. He notes that oil production, farm production, and manufacturing must all increase. Increasing production may seem like a straightforward, common-sense approach to the economic shortages that we're experiencing. From truckers running out of diesel in Maryland, to farmers running out of fertilizer, to parents running out of baby formula, we're all experiencing a growing list of shortages. What's remarkable about the Malpass interview is that this puts the president of the World Bank and our own administration at complete odds. President Biden has clarified that he aims to phase out, for instance, carbon-based fuels. And as we pointed out many times, he has stopped new oil leases on federal land, halted the XL oil pipeline, and revoked drilling permits for Cook Inlet, Alaska. Instead, he has released oil from the nation's strategic oil reserves and proposed a gas tax holiday, both of which would expire this fall, and both of which would not increase our country's overall production. Instead, would ease the pain we are experiencing from higher prices, but only temporarily. You rarely see such a direct opposition from two major economic players, but here we are. Under David Malpass, the World Bank said essentially, drill, baby, drill, while the United States, under President Biden, dug in his heels and said, no way. This conflict represents a crucial point in the interview, one that the casual observer often misses. Malpass had just laid out the many ways that inhibit oil production when the interviewer asked, paraphrasing, but President Biden has asked the oil companies to produce more, implying that should be enough to increase production. Now, to quote Malpass, big problem, and it's really around the world markets look ahead, and they look at what the regulatory policy is going to be in the future. So if you're an oil company, you hear the message from all around that the politicians don't want your oil. So then you drill less, and you make less of your R&D plans. The gulf, you see, between what politicians say and do is a mile wide, and never wider than this administration's energy policy. After all, nearly every aspect of our lives may be affected by energy. It's something that we all know but may not appreciate unless we're in that particular field. For President Biden, increasing oil production is confined to a six-month release of oil from the strategic reserves, a temporary reduction in federal gas tax, and the president's instruction to gas stations to lower their price. That's it, nothing more. It is a ruse that every oil company in the nation has now seen through. Increasing oil production by just one well would require them to spend millions to obtain leases, drilling exploratory prospects, capping and extracting successful wells, refining and marketing. Each well is a multi-year, multi-million dollar venture with no guarantee of success. Any oil company's resources, personnel and equipment are a tremendous commitment to such a task. Under any circumstances, it's one of the most challenging commitments of any corporation, an all-or-none proposition where you could literally lose millions for the corporation and its shareholders if you're wrong. It's the kind of risk that few are willing to take, especially when at the end of the day, the Secretary of Energy, Jennifer Granholm, informs you that this administration's goal is to transfer away from fossil fuels. In economic news today, some good news coming out of the wheat pits over at the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures hit a four-month low yesterday, trading at just $9 a bushel. That's down from over 13 a bushel a week before. And this comes on news that the U.S. Department of Agriculture reports that this year's winter wheat harvest is coming in much better than expected, and it will replenish some of our very low supplies. All of this, in spite of the fact that wheat shipments coming out of Ukraine are down to levels nearly half of last year. But overall, very good news from the commodity markets, wheat price substantially lower than just a week before. Crude oil, on the other hand, is again marching higher as both Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates report that they're maxed out on their production, so we can't expect any more product coming from them. Now, in economic news from here at home, the U.S. will report the latest good trades number today. This report excludes services. And once again, we're looking at a dreadful number. You'll remember that just last December, we reported that for the first time ever, the good trades deficit hit a minus $100 billion. Well, that's now become the norm. And for the fifth month in a row, the street expects a more than $100 billion trade deficit in goods. Also today, we'll see the latest retail and wholesale inventories, as well as the latest Case-Shiller index on home prices. Case-Shiller is still expected to be absolutely stratospheric, with a gain over 20% in real estate for the year. Now, in earnings, we've already had a couple of companies report. TD SYNNEX, an information technology company, is trading slightly lower on their results, while biopharmaceutical company Rearven Science is trading higher. Later this afternoon, we'll get the results from cloud provider Progressive Software. And that's the value side for this Tuesday, June 28th. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Ravel. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.